activities, would you, if you're a commissioner on DITA, would you be supportive of that to have greater funds to do economic development?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hobbs. Councillor President Forsman.
Thank you, Councillor Owl. Thank you, Connor, for your interest. I also serve on DITA, and it's great to hear about your financial background, and I think that'd be a really big asset. And I think we have you slated to be on our agenda for approval at our meeting on Monday. Just curious if there's anything from your vantage point in commercial lending that you think we could be doing better as a city for economic development, or just any insights you have from that seat.
Yeah, it's a great question. I think that, like I mentioned earlier, I think Duluth is a great place to do business. And nothing really comes to mind right now as far as things that could be done better. But I think that's something that we should take on a case-by-case basis and say, maybe this would work a little bit better if we had some help from this funding source. But I think it'd be great to have a real example to apply that to.
Okay. Well, I look forward to working with you. Thank you.
Thank you, President Forsman. Councillor Kennedy, Vice President Kennedy.
Owl, I need a mic. Am I on? Oh, thank you. I don't hear myself. Now I do. So thank you for applying. The DITA board helps develop spur economic development. I serve out in the Western District, and we know the Kmart property has been one that's been sort of on the books and needing some help. Do you see yourself as a commissioner being able to bring in developers or work with councillors and myself to make sure developers are looking at that property and maybe creating spaces, sort of like a Build a Better Block demonstration that would highlight and create, activity in that space? Do you see that as one of your roles?
Yes, I do. I believe working with the existing network of developers that we have at the bank and that we have worked with at the bank, I believe that's something I could tap into to continue to spur interest in that space. Yes.
So, if I may. So, yes, activation of any space that's underused is really a way to highlight what can happen and what we can envision. So, thank you. I just wanted to say, Clerk Johnson, could you send the applicant's information to us all? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vice President Kennedy. Councillor Hobbs, do you have another question? No, you're good. Thank you so much, Mr. Connor Randall, for your application to the DITA board and just being willing to come here and talk about your passion and speak before us. We will take a vote later on Monday. So all the best, and thank you again for your commitment to our city.
Yes, thank you for your time.
And hereby adjourn the meeting. Perfect. Okay, thanks. Oh,
You did great.
Done.
That's it. We'll get going here very shortly, counselors. All right, it is 5:15, counselors. We will go ahead and get started with our agenda session. And the first committee that we've got is Finance under Vice President Kennedy. Go ahead, Vice President Kennedy.
Thank you, President Forsman. Resolution 912, resolution approving a collective bargaining agreement between the City of Duluth and the Confidential Unit of the City of Duluth for the years 2020 to 2024. Resolution 937, resolution authorizing proper city officials to create an opioid remediation special revenue fund dedicated for the and expenditure of the opioid settlement funds. I have a question.
All right, go ahead, Vice President Kennedy.
So I was reading through the agreement. It sounds like there's some funds that have already come in. It said October 17th, 2022, if that was a correct date. Maybe it's October 17th, 2023. But I'm wondering if we've received funding, which I see you're looking a little like, I don't know, I don't remember. You have? Okay, so good. I have a question about where you've proposed to spend that, or you haven't done any strategic planning on that yet. What are your ideas about that? I'll just pause because I may have another question.
President Forsman, Vice President Kennedy, you're talking about the opioid settlement, so resolution.
Correct, resolution 937.
Actually, Attorney St. George has been very involved in that. Are you good to take that question?
President Forsman, Vice President Kennedy, we have been meeting internally with staff to start discussing a process to decide. One of the things that we'd like to make sure we do is that we're using the money in a way that really benefits the community. And so we have started some conversations. We haven't landed on anything specific yet, but we are definitely open to hearing ideas and feedback. If you.
Well, there'll be a task force or a group of people who will help decide that, or is the city going to make that decision?
We have not yet landed on a process for sure yet. We have talked about we want to find a way to invite community input for that, but we have not landed on a mechanism for that at this point.
I would be interested to see how council would be engaged in that, and if a councilor would be sort of on that committee or that decision-making or in the room. At least. And then what is the proposed other revenues that will be coming in? Is it going to be coming in each year? Do we know the settlement amount for the City of Duluth?
President Forsman, Vice President Kennedy, yes. I don't have it in front of me. It's the amount we have here, and I believe there's another amount coming in from a separate settlement. And it'll be the same amount every year for 18 years, I believe.
And then I would be interested in, I'm still interested in where that money is going to go. And we're setting up a unique fund to spend that. It doesn't go to the general fund. It can't go to parks. It can't go to anywhere else.
Correct.
It can't go to housing.
It has to be very specifically something that addresses the opioid epidemic. And so it can't be just anything. It has to be something related to the cause of the settlement.
And I may just step back, and then I'm going to let others talk. It could be for housing if that is a need, according to people who are dealing with the opioid issue. Is that correct? If you create a strategy that says we need to have a house like a sober house or like an opioid
house. Oh, I see what you're saying.
If that's one of the strategies.
President Forsman, Vice President Kennedy, I believe that could be something that it's used to help. It's not enough money to create something like that, but it may be something that it could be part of something like that.
Correct. Like if another program maybe was looking to do that, we could support them.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice President Kennedy. Councillor Hobbs.
Thank you, President Forsman. So if that task force or will we see this, I guess, on the expenditures of these funds, would we just see it via resolution likely if it's over $49,000, I think, is the number?
Likely, yes.
And then do we know, this is probably a question for Mr. Shuckman, is the county going to match funds for this as where the bids? I'm assuming they got a settlement. Do you know if they received a settlement, St. Louis County?
President Forsman, Councillor Hobbs, they did. They received, counties received a bit more than the city, and they are required to talk to us about how they're spending their money, but there's no requirement that we collaborate on anything.
All right. I would hope that they would.
Very good. Thank you, Councillor Hobbs. Councillor Tomanek.
Forsman, can you remind me again how much money is it? $99,000 a year for 18 years? Okay. And there might be other sources from what origin?
President Forsman, Councillor Tomanek, from other, there's this big settlement, and then there's other manufacturers and other pharmacies. So there's another settlement as well coming in, and I don't have it in front of me right now, but
those are pending,
right?
Okay. And one final question: do you have any idea about the makeup of the committee to disperse those funds? Are you looking for one city administrator? What are you looking for?
President Forsman, Councillor Tomanek. Currently, we've been working with the head of Director Carlson with finance, Alicia Kozlowski, the community relations officer, and me. And so that's where we're very clear that we should not be making that final decision alone, and we're trying to figure out how else to get more input.
Okay. Do you have a plan for how you're going to expand that committee?
President Forsman, Councillor Tomanek, we are working on a plan. We have not landed on a mechanism to...
Thank you.
Did you have something? Okay. Very good. Thank you, Councillor Tomanek. All right. We don't have anybody else up on that one. So, Councillor Hobbs, if you want to go ahead under purchasing and licensing.
Got it. Resolution 849, approving issuance of a temporary on-sale intoxicating liquor license to various licensees. Resolution 851, approving the temporary expansion of the on-sale intoxicating liquor license of various licensees. Is that the wrong agenda?
That is sure not the is. Correct agenda, Councillor Hobbs. If you'd like to start over on item 10, resolution 911, that'd be great.
Resolution 911, approving the issuance of a 2023 Minnesota Currency Exchange license to the Title Loan Company, Incorporated. Resolution 914, approving the transfer of the off-sale intoxicating liquor license from D.A. Fitzpatrick, Lake Air Bottle Shop, to Keyport Holdings, Keyport Liquor, 2530 London Road. Resolution 915, approving an issuance of an off-sale 3.2% malt liquor license to Quick Trip, Incorporated, Quick Trip number 1043, 2401 Evergreen Circle. Resolution 916, approving issuance of an off-site gambling permit to the Northern Pine Riders.
Thank you, Councillor Hobbs.
Welcome.
All right. That was fun. Councillor Aul, would you mind reading in the two resolutions under personnel?
Thank you, of course, President Forsman. Item 14, Resolution 872, resolution approving proposed amendments to the specifications for the existing civil service classification of Master Electrician, including a title change to Master Electrician-Public Works and Utilities, and specifying contract benefits for same. Item 15, Resolution 936, resolution confirming the appointment of Connor Randall to the Duluth Economic Development Authority.
Thank you, Councillor Aul. Let's see here. Councillor Anderson, you've got a light resolution load tonight, so if you could please read in for Councillor Randorf with her not here, that would be appreciated.
Happy to do that, President Forsman. Resident, I'll be on the right agenda. Resolution 884, authorizing the proper city officials to enter into an agreement with and accept $979,433.63 in funds from St. Louis County to provide Minnesota Family Investment Program and Diversionary Work Program employment and training services. Resolution 923, approving the Duluth Production Incentive Program to incentivize visual media production in Duluth, establishing program guidelines for the program, and authorizing agreement with Upper Midwest Film Office for program administrative services. Resolution 924, vacating certain rights of way dedicated under that certain document recorded in the office of the St. Louis Registrar of Titles on April 13, 2009, as document number 867024, affecting properties in registered land survey number 82 in the Harbor Highlands neighborhood. And Resolution 926, rescinding Resolution 23-0831R and authorizing a funding agreement with the Duluth 1200 Fund Incorporated, granting $1.5 million for the purpose of providing loans and grants in accordance with its bylaws focused on child care, downtown recovery, and BIPOC business and job creation.
Go ahead. Thank you, Councilor Anderson.
Thank you. Regarding Resolution 923, Item 17, the Production Incentive Program, I just read the expanded version of the resolution. There's $200,000 going to be invested in this. Mr. Shuckman, can you tell us where that's coming from, please? At the plan to be an annual expenditure.
President Forsman, Councilor Anderson, I believe that that money is from DITA, and I'm going to turn to, I'm seeing nods from Director Fleege. And so that is money that DITA approved last year for the purposes of this incentive program. And if you have additional questions, I'd be happy to ask Director Fleege to help get those answered.
Yeah, that's helpful. Then the second part of the question is this a planned annual expenditure, or is it like $200,000 is there until we've used it up and then DITA will revisit it, or?
Oh, Connor was here.
Yeah. President Forsman, Councilor Anderson, DITA approved the $200,000 as COA, as Mr. Shuckman indicated. Last year, what we failed to do in process was to bring it to council for approval. So because the individual awards to the various entities are going to be well under $40,000. So it was a procedural oversight, but the intention long-term, DITA would have to approve any additional funding. Likely in the December meeting, they will be coming back, probably making a multi-year request, because that would be helpful to them as they're out trying to solicit different entities. What I can tell you is we set this up in March, and within a month, it was basically all consumed. The county put forth about $1 million, and I think they've gone through all of their funds as well for this incentive. So it's been very successful with a number of short films and commercials, and we could definitely provide a update to council so you can see what the impact was. And they will be coming to the DITA board in December talking about what they, what the success was and the metrics and the KPIs. So at this point, the answer is no, we are not planning to go multi-year, but we anticipate they're going to make a request and we'll have to take it before DITA to consider it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Anderson. Vice President Kennedy.
President Forsman, my question's on Resolution 924. The right-of-ways, vacating them. I saw that some of them, or most of them, were utility right-of-ways, but are there other easements that would maybe affect people's property ability to move around in their community? Having served on the Planning Commission, a lot of times if you take thoroughfares that people have been using, they get, upset. So,
Kennedy out. See, that'd be Director Fulton lurking, so I'll let him take that.
Thank you. Lurking. President Forsman, counselors, this area is Harbor Highlands, which is just above central entrance of Mesaba. Extensive and master planned area that has extensive pedestrian connectivity through it. These vacations are in support of the Sky Ridge Flats project, which is approximately a 70-unit senior development that the Duluth HRA is proceeding with. And so that new development will be located on the eastern side, closer to Mesaba Avenue. And these vacations are simply in support of being removed where that building will be placed. There are extensive sidewalk and pedestrian connections that will be installed around that building to support that connectivity that was described.
Have you had any, if I may, President, have you had any communication from neighborhoods? I see that August you had a planning commission. Any letters, comments from?
President Forsman, Vice President Kennedy, this was handled on the consent agenda of the Planning Commission and was non-controversial with no comments received. I will say the HRA has been cautious to ensure that there is adequate communication through all the buildings in this area of the city.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Vice President Kennedy. Councillor Hobbs.
Thank you, President Forsman. I have two questions, but I'll start the one with Resolution 923. You said that the county had ran out of their money. Are they going to be matching our $200,000 that we're putting in for the film industry out of DITA?
President Forsman, Councillor Hobbs, the million, both of those amounts were DITA took action. Essentially, it was December of last year, and then we brought forth the guidelines that were approved subsequently in March for how the program would work, and we tailored ours to match pretty close to the way that the county was doing it. The county did a lot of outside of Duluth area, and IRRR had matching money, so it was a very collaborative set of incentives that didn't want to double up in certain areas. So we did very thoughtfully construct the program to be very, to provide funds to both areas of St. Louis County. So the county, so we worked closely with them. So I would say our 200,000 matched their million is the way I would probably frame it. But to my knowledge, each of those funding sources have been exhausted as of, within months of it, because they kind of book up early, and that's some of the feedback that we're getting from them is having a multi-year is easier for these companies to plan when they're making, projections, knowing that there will be something, so not just going year to year. What I think will be coming to DITA will be a multi-year request at a lower amount potentially, but that's actually more attractive in recruiting as they're trying to sell our area as a potential site to facilitate this industry. So
do we know when the, so thank you for that. So that $1 million from the county is exhausted. Do we know if they plan to put a multi-year agreement also similar to DITA's, or?
At this time, we don't know, but there could be conversations. I have not reached out to my counterpart, Matt Johnson at the county, but certainly be happy to do that. And probably before DITA would take action in December, we would have similar questions to what you're asking.
Yeah, I think I would be interested in having, county put in as much money as the city for Duluth. And so if you follow up with that, that would be helpful. So I don't feel need to pull it, but I don't want to go it alone with the county not on the hook.
All right. Thank you, Councillor Hobbs. Seeing no one else with their hand up, I had to look for a second. Did you have something, Vice President Hinton? Okay.
Go ahead. I do. It was on gotten out on item the resolution 831, where can we read that? I did not see it within the agenda. Is there a link for that one? You're rescinding that one, but I don't know what you're rescinding. Rescind.
Thank you, President Forsman, Vice President Kennedy. The resolution being rescinded is related to a council action that established the child care programs that the 1200 fund was going to proceed with originally when this was going to be ARPA funds. These funds will no longer be ARPA funds, and so as a consequence of that, this modification provides for rescinding that resolution, which established parameters that would have required very specific and targeted federal compliance that is different because the funds that are being used at this point in time are non-federal funds. And so this simply rescinds what was at the time a resolution approving an agreement between the city and the 1200 fund for the $700,000, which was child care only, and instead provides for that full amount that was originally directed by council at the $1.5 million, and the child care is part of that $1.5 million.
Definitely support it. Can you send that resolution?
I'll do so.
Thank you, Vice President Kennedy. Did you have something additional, Councillor Harms? I didn't know if that was an accident. All right, thank you.
Thank you, President Forsman. Actually, a follow-up question on 926. So essentially, this is just broadening the change in use of funds from the 1200 fund with child care and then adding BIPOC business and job creation and downtown recovery. Is that, that's essentially it, right?
President Forsman, Councilor Hobbs, that's correct. I mean, it is the three program areas that the 1200 fund is targeting, and those are indicated in the statement of purpose. I believe the breakdown is $700,000 to child care, $450,000 to the downtown recovery, $350,000 to BIPOC business job creation. And those amounts are subject to fluctuate a little bit, but really was happening in a piecemeal way when we were trying to target those federal guidelines.
Well, thank you, Councillor Tamana Kazorn.
Thank you, President Forsman. Are you done, Councillor Huff? Just checking. I do have a question about the $700,000 for child care. Would that be used for building new facilities, hiring child care providers? How does that break down?
Well, President Forsman, Councillor Tamanic, the $700,000 for child care did have a budget that was outlined, I believe, in Resolution 831 and adopted by the 1200 Fund Board, which at the time, this was probably 12 or 13 months ago, was targeted predominantly toward new construction of facilities. And I think this is before the board had a complete awareness of some of the constraints on the scope of hiring difficulties that child care facilities are having. We have not proceeded with any grants to childcare for construction, but have instead proceeded with some job training that has happened. I think that approximately $20,000 to $30,000 has been allocated at this point to the training programs to make sure that it's easier for staff to be able to get the training that they need in CPR and other necessary certifications. Mm-hmm. More recently, about 2 months ago, the 1200 Fund Board acted to enter into a $300,000 agreement with the Northland Foundation to provide for a program that will establish hiring processes and process improvements, recruitment into the child care industry to improve the circumstances for existing facilities, which are significantly understaffed, and therefore the total number of available child care spaces is not really being utilized because facilities that may be able to physically house 100 child care spaces are instead, for example, maybe at 65 or 70 spaces, because they haven't hired an adequate number of staff.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Councillor Tamanic. I think you're off the hook. Walton. All right, Councillor Owl, we actually have something under intergovernmental relations, so you are going to read under your own committee for a change.
Thank you, President Forsman. I'm not sure how to respond to that, but yes, I was really excited to see it too. Item 20, Resolution 920, resolution authorizing the execution of a purchase agreement with the Duluth Seaport Authority for the sale of property in the Oneida neighborhood for nominal consideration.
Thank you, Councillor Owl. Councillor Tamanic.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, you were still up. Sorry. Councillor Mayo.
Thank you, President Forsman. I just had a quick question, and I asked this to the Port Authority folks as well, but I just wanted to check with our staff. From my awareness, in the past, we have put snow that's collected from different neighborhoods in part of this parcel, and I just wanted to check and make sure that if that You know, was the intent moving forward that there's some sort of another area that we're going to put that snow that usually would be there, or what the kind of agreement was with the sale of this property?
President Forsman, Council Mayo, I have to tell you that was not a question I was anticipating. I'm hoping Director Philby Woods doesn't know the answer to that.
President Forsman, Councilor Mayo, the as part of the EPA-led cleanup of the adjoining Erie Pier Pond site, we were able to persuade our EPA partners in restoring the site to establish a new snow storage site in the same immediate vicinity, adjacent to but separate from this Port Authority property to be, and it should suffice for our operational needs.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure that there wasn't going to be some, you know, problem with the sale of the property. We were giving up something that we needed as a city. So, thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Mayo. Vice President Kennedy.
Thank you, President Forsman. Could you just explain to me Resolution 920 and the ordinance that's on our agenda? How are they connected? Aren't they the same property?
President Forsman, Vice President Kennedy, the ordinance is required to convey the property. And so the resolution does one part of the transaction and the ordinance does it.
Okay, I'll look into that so I can build that connection in my head. And Councilor Owl, it's Oneota.
Thank you, Vice President Kennedy. We will move on to Public Works and Utilities under Councilor Mayo.
Thank you, President Forsman. Resolution 630 is prioritizing shared use path construction in the city of Duluth. Resolution 880 is amending a contract with Hanco Utilities Incorporated for construction of the 2021 EFB and Bollard installation project to increase the amount by $145,375 for a new total of $435,000. Resolution 881, authorizing an increase to the purchase order for delivered Class 5 gravel, 3/4-inch crushed wash rock and washed sand from Duluth Ready Mix Incorporated, in the amount of $102,016.96 for a new total amount not to exceed $416,386.96. Resolution 882 is approving a county project within municipal corporate limits for improvements to County State Aid Highway 10, Martin Road. Resolution 887 is authorizing an execution of declaration of official intent to reimburse city for costs of lead service replacement project from bond proceeds. And Resolution 921 is authorizing the additional purchase of road salt from Morton Salt Incorporated in the amount of $186,286 for a new total amount not to exceed $439,771. And if I may, President Forsman, go ahead. A question about the shared use path resolution. It's Resolution 630. Is there any funding associated with that, or is it just merely laying out our kind of prioritization of those different pathways across the city?
President Forsman, Councilor Mayo, it is the latter.
Okay, thank you. And then just wanted to point out as well, really exciting to see some of these lead service replacement funds and kind of associated resolutions moving forward on this agenda. It's a huge thing for our city and really exciting. So,
right. Very good. Thank you, Councilor Mayo. All right, Councilor Anderson, we'll go back to you on public safety.
All right. Resolution 890, resolution approving settlement in the matter of Donald Peterson versus Officer Todd Shermer in amount of $25,000 and pursuant to terms of offer of judgments.
Thank you, Councilor Anderson. Okay, Councilor Tomanek, Recreation, Libraries, and Authorities.
Thank you, President Forsman. Resolution 883, a resolution authorizing acceptance of a snowmobile grant and aid program grant for fiscal year 2023. with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources in an amount not to exceed $18,711.40. Resolution 888, authorizing application to the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources Lake Superior Coastal Grant Program in an amount not to exceed $100,000 for funds to acquire approximately 83 acres from the Duluth Cemetery Association for recreation and preservation. Resolution 889, authorizing a contract with Johnson Wilson Constructors for the Lincoln Park Pavilion restoration for an amount not to exceed $329,000. Resolution 910, authorizing acceptance of an American Rescue Plan Act Coronavirus Local Fiscal Recovery Fund grant from St. Louis County in an amount not to exceed $250,000 for construction of a skate park within the Gary New Duluth Recreation Area. Resolution 918, authorizing application to the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources Lake Superior Coastal Program grant in an amount not to exceed $100,000 for funds to replace a beach dune crossing boardwalk on Minnesota Point. Resolution 927, authorizing acceptance of an American Rescue Plan Act Coronavirus Local Fiscal Recovery Fund grant from St. Louis County in an amount not to exceed $125,000 for construction of a bridge and chalet improvements within the Chester Bowl Park area.
Thank you, Councillor Tamara. Go ahead.
And if I could, I would just like a little more information about that $100,000 for the beach dune crossing. What is involved in that makes that so costly?
President Forsman, Councillor Tomanek, Director Philippe Williams will have the best explanation for that.
President Forsman, Councillor Tomanek, not sure what it is, not uncharacteristically or unusually expensive for what it is. It's a heavily engineered metal and wood structure that requires, skilled and delicate installation because of the protective purpose of it. We are zeroing out the city's cash commitment by repurposing wood from the former lake walk as our local contribution.
Mr. Philby Williams, can you tell me again where this is located?
President Forsman, Councillor Tomanek, this is the second of two, and this particular one is at Park Point Beach House.
And finally, does it involve moving any of the dunes?
President Forsman, Councillor Tomanek, its express purpose is to avoid any harm to the dunes. And so it will go over, not through.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Councillor Tomanek. Okay, that is it for resolutions. We've got two ordinances, and we will go back to Councillor Owl.
Thank you, President Forsman. I know, I'm excited. There's a ordinance, item 34, ordinance 35, an ordinance ordinance authorizing the conveyance of real property in the Oneota neighborhood to the Duluth Seaport Authority for nominal consideration.
Thank you, Councillor Owl. And one more with Councillor Mayo.
Thank you, President Forsman. Ordinance 33 is dedicating a perpetual easement for street and utility purposes over city-owned property. And if I may, I just have a quick question on this one. Curious if this is related to, I believe there's a new apartment development that's going up on that corner on Palm Street. Chris is nodding yes. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Councillor Hill.
Apologies. I did have a question on a different agenda item, if I can answer.
We're at the end, so go ahead.
Okay, perfect. With the Dig One policy, so my understanding, just to clarify for the public, is that would there be room for the broadband fiber to go through, or what is the plan laying forward with broadband intersecting with that Dig One policy and what we're seeing in the agenda?
President Forsman, Councillor Owl, that is, there is no specific broadband proposal that is a part of this, but it does allow for the possibility of the work that's being done to be later used for fiber, whether it's through the city's potential broadband project or another provider.
Thank you.
Very good. Anything else, councillors? I don't see anything. So we will go ahead and close out our agenda session. I believe we start, what time do we start now, Clerk Johnson? I think there might have been some changes to Monday night's schedule.
President Forsman, yeah, there will probably need to be some changes. We can discuss that.
Okay. You'll send out an email to councillors? Okay, very good. All right. I will see you all Monday night. Thank you. Thank you.